All right, the Bagpipe Brothers in here with me, and we're talking March Madness bracketology. We're talking Giddens is still chewing from the last break. Where are you on? You said second chance.
Yeah, let you fill out a second chance bracket.
He don't need a second chance. He eats constantly, so there's no room for a second eating.
Unless it's a buffet.
Yeah, well, buffet, he'd just stay there till they close.
Just pull up to the...
You know, I can hear him at a Chinese buffet. You've been here for an hour. You still here.
Only an hour?
4 hours.
There you go. That's better.
You still here.
He's not allowed to go to Peking. You know that.
All right. He ain't him out of house and home.
All right, where are we going with this? What we got to do? Highlight who we think's going to win or what? Or
ride
circle?
Him in.
Oh, ride them in. All right.
Let's start with the South region because that's what we did in the previous segment.
I don't have any of these, dude.
One of the more wonky regions.
All right.
Iowa and Nebraska.
We're going to do this. Since he's so good and in his 90 percentile, he'll go first on all these.
Wait, I'm going to change things up?
Yes. I'm not only writing down my picks, I'm writing down yours too, so that I'll make sure they're right.
You can go back and listen to last week's episode.
I don't have to go back. I know
all of the same picks that I have on this bracket.
I know you come here.
And we're going to stay exactly the same that we did the last time.
Listen.
I got St. John's upsetting Duke.
You're not even in the
East.
You're not even in the right region.
We're starting in the South.
We always start with the East. If you fill it out of bracket.
No, this is balance day.
Fine.
My ball, my court.
Iowa, Nebraska, the 9 seed and the 4 seed. Iowa, thanks for knocking Florida out of the tournament. We appreciate it. Take your ball and go home. Nebraska advances to the Elite Eight. 3 seed Illinois, 2 seed Houston. A fantastic matchup of freshman guards, but I think the home court advantage for Houston is too much in the South region. Give me Nebraska and Houston in the Elite Eight. And then, continues. On. What? Oh, I'm not going just, all the way through?
No, just okay. That region.
I was finishing the region.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska and Houston in the Elite Eight.
Continue.
I didn't know if he wanted to stop there and do the other Sweet 16.
Nebraska's fairy tale ends with Houston winning back-to-back home games and going to the Final Four.
Bauman, what about you?
I'm sticking with Houston. I'm coming out of this region, regardless of who they play in the Elite Eight. And in the Elite Eight, I have them playing Iowa. Ben McCollum, one of the most underrated head coaches in college basketball. I think he gets it done for the Hawkeyes.
All right, so who you got with Iowa and Houston?
Houston.
All right. I'm going to go just like Giddens, really. That's the way I had it pegged anyway. I think Nebraska and Houston will meet each other I don't know if that's Saturday. I think it is Saturday. But anyway, Houston will go to the Final Four.
All right, which region you going next?
Let's go east, since Giddens already kind of talked about what he was going to do in the east.
East, why would I change anything? Duke, they look suspect in the back-to-back games against Siena and TCU. They fall against St. John. St. John's pulls the 5-1 upset. I've been really impressed with Jeremy Fierce Jr. in Michigan State so far. UConn's also looked pretty good, but I don't think Alex Caravan plays as well as he did against UCLA. Against Michigan State, I've got the Spartans advancing to the East Regional Final. And in that regional final, give me Tom Izzo over Rick Pitino. Izzo is a master at getting the Final Four, and he'll do it once again, I believe, for a 9th time in his career. MSU against Houston will be a national semifinal.
Wow.
I got the same Elite Eight with St. John's and Michigan State, but I actually have St. John's pulling off the upset against Michigan State. Rick Pitino, he's got the big men. I don't think Michigan State has the talent to be able to compete with St. John's in a battle where the coaching is going to be fairly even.
Mine, I think it's going to be a Big East East final. UConn and St. John's is where I'm going, with UConn going to the Final Four. Give me Hurley. All right. Which region we going next, Bal?
The West.
All right, Giddens, give me your West.
Chalk. Chalk, 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 chalk. And not, I'm talking about Kansas. They're already out of the tournament. Arizona over Arkansas in the 1-4. Texas, in the new era of college basketball, I guess Texas counts as a Cinderella. Sean Miller says, don't call us that. Midnight strikes against Purdue. The two seed advances to the regional final in an Arizona-Purdue game. Braden Smith, it's been fun watching you in college basketball over the last two decades, but your career finally ends in the regional final. Arizona to the Final Four.
Babin?
I have Arizona and Purdue as well, keeping the chalk. I think Darius Acuff's going to do his best against Arizona. I think Arizona's defense, though, is way too much for Acuff to overcome, and there's not a lot of talent outside of him and Malik Thomas on that team where you say that guy can go out and beat you. Arizona gets that, and then Purdue and gets the win over Texas. Another toss-up for me, Arizona and Purdue. Purdue has the talent to keep up with Arizona. I just think Arizona's has the talent with Jaden Bradley, had the leadership to get that one done.
Well, I'm sticking with my gut that has told me all along. I still think he gets the job done. Coaching-wise, upset alert. Arkansas upsets Arizona. Purdue beats Texas, and the Hogs get it done to go to the Final Four. I'm sticking with my Cinderella pick being the Arkansas Razorbacks. Midwest, ghetto.
I'm in my heart, I really want to see the world burn with an Alabama-Tennessee Elite Eight, but it's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. You said Alabama. Did you mean a doobie burn or a world burn?
That, too. I mean, I'm sure there'd be a lot of that going on as well, especially if they let Aiden Holloway in the building. But Michigan is an unstoppable force right now, and I think they keep it rolling against Alabama, unless Alabama sets a new record for threes made in a tournament or something, which they like doing, apparently. 6-seed Tennessee against 2-seed Iowa State. Tennessee's looked pretty capable, but Iowa State, I'm a big fan of them. Tamin Lipsey, I've always said guards win in March, and he's not the guy that's going to light up the score sheet, although he did have a lot of points against Kentucky, but he just plays the game so efficiently. It's going to be really hard for any point guard in the country to match up against him and what he brings to the table. So I've got the Cyclones advancing over the Volunteers, and in the Midwest 1-2 final, I will not go chalk this time. Iowa State knocks off Michigan, and Iowa State sets up a rematch with Arizona in the national semifinal.
He's an idiot. Go ahead.
Gidden was talking about guards win in March, and you look at Michigan, and their guards are awful. Elliot Cadeau is a turnover machine. He shrinks in the big moments.
You've got to be kidding me. What's coming?
Namari Burnett, he can turn into a liability.
I mean, he's on the right path. He's just picking it a little too early.
Go ahead.
Michigan, I know their big men are dominant. They play three at one time. I think the three-point shooting from Alabama beats Michigan in this matchup, and they continue the hot streak. And then Iowa State and Tennessee, two teams that rely heavily defensively. Iowa State, though, Nate Amint for Tennessee has not played well, and Iowa State gets the job done.
Totally different in my...
He's got to tell you his champion.
Oh, yes, right.
Between Alabama and Iowa State, as much as I would love Alabama to get past this, if they're able to get past Michigan, I think they had to shoot the three ball well, and it's the tale of last season where you play BYU, shoot the three ball well, and then in that following game, it's a disaster. Iowa State's a team that can force Alabama into some shot chucking. I'm taking Iowa State, like Giddens.
Well, you know, mine's totally different. You all know where I'm going here. Michigan and Alabama, if Alabama's hitting the three ball, I still don't think it's enough because of their defense. They can hit all the three balls they want, but if they don't play any defense any better than what they have this season, they'll get rolled out of this gym. And it's going to be a home game for the Michigan Wolverines, okay? That's going to make a big, big difference. Give me Michigan over Bama. And I've said this all along. I've said it all season. Everybody's talked Florida all they wanted to. If you go back and listen to our preseason SEC picks, my two picks to win the conference tournament and the conference championship were Arkansas and Tennessee, even though Florida won. Florida's guards were just non-existent, okay? And I know Acuff is the one-and-done deal for Arkansas, and he's the one man that can get them done. But Tennessee has two of them. They have Nate Amint, but they also have Gillespie. Going to be hard I believe for Iowa State to match up with that, I think Nate Mint has a big, big game. Give me Tennessee over Iowa State, and then the SEC falls out of the Midwest when they face Michigan. Give me Michigan over the Tennessee Vols. All right, Giddens, we've got our final four. You've got St. John's versus Michigan State.
Well, don't you know? In Elite Eight, yeah.
Yeah.
Final four, I got Michigan State, Houston.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to deviate from what I had originally. I originally had Michigan State, Florida. We'll go with Michigan State getting the win over Houston in the final four to advance to the title game. Arizona, Iowa State, a rematch from the Big 12 semifinal. This is the time it's a national semifinal. Jaden Bradley hit a buzzer beater for Arizona to win that one the first time around. This time, I think Iowa State gets it done. Milan Momcilovic. Did I say that right? It's hard to pronounce his name.
I think so. Got it pretty close.
He hits threes quicker than I can pronounce his name or learn how to pronounce it.
So you've
Michigan State national championship game, and I'm going to stick with my national champion since the start of this thing. Iowa State Cyclones, your 2026 national champions.
He's an idiot. Go ahead.
I have St. John's and Houston in my Final Four matchup, David. I still think Houston gets the job done against St. John's due to the guard play of Houston. And the Arizona-Iowa State matchup in the other side of the Final Four, I think Arizona. I've been kind of down on them all season, thinking they're going to struggle when they get to the tournament because they always do. We talked about it, David, last week. This season's a whole lot different. They were able to get the job done in the first two games of this bracket. I think they get it done against Iowa State, and they don't let the Cyclones get the revenge and get to the national championship to face Houston. And I'm sticking with my championship pick of the Houston Cougars after falling last season. Over Arizona. Falling last season, get the revenge in the national championship.
We're all totally different in the championship game. My Final Four is UConn versus Houston. The Cougars' defense is very, very good, but it gives up just one too many. Give me UConn. I like the Huskies to go to the championship game. Arkansas, it's great to see you back in the Final Four, but just the same as always, Calipari can't get it done in the Final Four. He loses to Michigan. Give me Michigan and UConn in the championship game, and I'm going to take the Wolverines. I think they've been the best team all year long.
I think we all pretty much stuck with what we possibly could from our original brackets.
Yeah, I only had one difference.
I was forced to pick Florida. You were forced to pick away from Kansas.
I also changed Purdue.
You had to not pick A&M. Yeah, you did. You did switch out Purdue, even though they hadn't lost yet. But and you also switched out Alabama for Iowa
State. And I got Houston going to the Final Four in the second chance when I do think they're good, but I think it ends there. I think UConn will get them.